Welcome back to the sick episode of the scenario, or the infirmary episode. We are a little bit under the weather, a little bit, I would say, maybe a lot, depending on which way you look at it. Matt, what's been going on, my brother, my sick friend?
I'm like 10% sick, but you know that the evil could approach if you don't take measures. So like that's where I'm at. Like I'm like, all right, let me tighten up.
So you're in a situation where you like, man, I'm this is gonna be pretty bad for me. I'm in a situation where
I gotta get ready to do some stuff. Like I gotta travel and all of that, so I can't be feeling less than what I am.
Do you feel like you got that situation where you're gonna be like, I'm done for, I'm out of it?
I don't get sick like I get sick like biannually. So
every other year?
Yeah. So like it's kind of like I'm just making sure that it's not that particular year. I'm trying to make it a triennial thing. I'm trying to actually get healthier as I get older.
And most people aren't healthy as they get older. Most people are just all right as they get older.
I've been pretty healthy most of my life, so I want to keep that rolling.
So what about all the bad liquor you've drank though? Is that part of the
bad liquor or the good liquor?
No, I'm saying the bad stuff.
Oh, the bad liquor?
I mean, the E&Js, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's going to catch up. I mean, but I think that's more or less, like, takes away the back end of my life, not, like, makes me sick throughout it. Like, it's just one day. It's going to be like, oh, well, you could have lived this long.
You could live 6 months.
Here's a video of what you could have done with your life if you wouldn't have been drinking E&J and MD for 5 to 6 years.
That'd be funny if there was an afterlife and you get there and you, like, and they show you a video of, like, what your life could have been without whatever you was doing.
Oh, I could have done a lot of things. That's letting they show you like that video. Like, man, you shouldn't have been beaten off because one of your kids could have been LeBron James.
Whoa.
But you left him. You left him on a towel.
Whoa. Well, he wasn't meant to be.
You could have changed the course of history. Instead,
you could have Barack Obama.
Instead, you was just trying to be not as excited for your date as you thought you was going to be.
Shout
out to all the changing brothers that never got a chance to exist.
No, but I'm saying shout out to the first time I ever seen somebody talk about that was in Something About Mary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Something About Mary. That was the first time I'd ever seen anybody talk about that on that level was that movie. So this one is going to be a special one. This is one of our maybe not the most favorite for listeners, but me and Matt's favorites.
Yeah. This might be the first episode.
No, the Pippin one is like 4.
Oh, okay.
But it's in the first.
I don't remember beginning. What the first episode was.
The first episode is the cruise.
No, is
that's
it?
That's actually the first episode.
Wow, all
right. Yeah, I know, that's crazy, right? That was the first episode.
But we're going to hit you with a classic scenario real quick, just to get you ready for this week's show. A little midweek, something or another.
Shout out to the great Scottie Pippin. This was when we found out that Future was
was the terror in the streets. Was the original Apex Predator.
Him and Jimmy. What if he is producing Jimmy Butler's commercials, like the music for him?
They should just go for the WWF Tag Team Championships. Be the Apex Predators.
Or have the titles and then have like one somebody with an Intercontinental title, one somebody else with the with the world title.
Yeah, they like
just the, own all. The, what was it? Stone Cold and
the two man power trip.
Yeah.
Don't go to Triple H.
So that would be Jimmy Butler and Future.
It could only take, only team that could take them down would be Tom Thibodeau and Russell Wilson.
Ooh. Two of the most selfish people in the NBA.
Yes. Well, NFL, NBA, both of them. Yeah. Get them out.
Listen to this one. I hope we hope y'all enjoy this one. It's a definitely funny one, a good one. See y'all.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo.
All right, welcome back. Another episode of The Scenario. Matt, what's been going on, my brother?
Hey, man, life's good, bro. Busy, man. Busy as ever, but, you know, it's all good.
Mizzou homecoming, or how was it?
Ah, man, it was a good time. I was kind of just in and out, you know what I'm saying? I did that tailgate, made sure all that was going down. So it was a good time, though. People kicked it. I got there in time to go to the club or whatever it is you would call a club in Columbia. hit up a house party. Actually, I got a story. So I got pulled over on the way down there to go to, I was going to my homeboy, lived kind of like on the outskirts of town. He still lived down there. He worked down there. So we was going over to his house to kick it, and I got pulled over by this cop. The cop pulled behind me. I didn't realize it was a cop. So, like, I thought it was somebody tailgating me, and I swerved over to the other lane, and then dude got behind me and hit the lights. So I was like, ah, shit. So I pull over, you know what I'm saying, throw my hands out the window right away.
See, going on. Hey,
saying? Every black man is doing that.
Ain't nobody know nothing going on in here, bro. Leave me be. So I did that. Dude came over and was like, hey, I said, hey, man, can I get out? I want to see what's going on because I don't want to be sitting in this car and can't nobody see me on this camera. So I said, hey, can I get out? He's like, yeah, I don't care. So I got out the car. We talking. He said, I want to tell you, your driver's license lights are out. I was like, man, word? I didn't even know I had lights on my driver's license. I said, dog, I never see my car. I'm always in my car when I'm driving it. So he's like, yeah, man, right up here. I was like, oh, man, cool, my fault. See, here's the thing. I had to get out of that car because I had a bottle of Johnny Walker in the back seat.
See,
just been drinking at the club, and I knew how that would go. So I didn't want him to see it. I didn't want him looking in the car
let's talk out here.
Yeah. So I hop out the car. We talk for a second. You know, I rap, tell him, I'm just down there kicking, man. Went to school a couple years ago, you know. Came down here to cover the game. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, cover the game. What y'all? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a writer. He's like, oh, yeah. So we got to talk about sports. I diverted that conversation.
Quick, you
got
to go
as quick as possible. Yes. So I got out of that and then, you know, got back and hung out, you know. But, yeah, man, it was a good time.
Did he give you a ticket?
No, I didn't get anything. I finessed my way out of a ticket.
Woo. So you can get a ticket for no license?
Yeah.
Blight?
I don't know. That nobody, no cops in St. Louis ever say anything about
it. I didn't even know that was even...
I didn't either. But, you know, when you're trying to raise funds, they down there raising funds through them tickets like Girl Scout cookies down in one of them towns. So,
you know, they have the telethon, ticket telethon.
Yeah, right. No shit.
Damn, so you got out of it. That's always good when you can say yourself out of tickets to a black man.
If I can do anything, I can talk.
All right, man. Let's get this. We got two emails from the last Hell Day show. This one is from Vance Deshaun. He says, hello, fellas. Thought the last episode was pretty damn funny as hell. You talking about bad dates and good dates. I have one I'm interested to share with you all. So the situation goes a little something like this. I was dating this girl. Let's call her Vanessa. And she was the bad chick that went to college with me. And you know how you graduate from school and it's a girl you couldn't get at, but you may have seen her back in the original city you're from. And you get, you know, spark up a conversation and find each other. So we end up going out on a date. So as we go on the date, I had a bad feeling of some stuff going wrong. So I was smoking a cigar earlier, and I really didn't smoke cigars with my older brother. So as soon as I get to her front door, I'm earling out the front of the car. She's walking up to the car.
Damn.
I'm envisioning that he's like got the door open and earling, and she's walking some heels down a little walkway. And he's sitting there earling.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, that's a hell of a way to start this bad boy. So he's like, yeah, that's no, it's not gonna be. She was like, she came over and touched me on my back and said, are you okay?
Wow. Nice to meet you too.
Yeah. So I proceed to actually go to the 7-Eleven and get the biggest pack of Big Red I can find and start shoving the sticks down my throat for my breath wouldn't be stinking from throw up. So I get back in the car. We decide to go out to eat and have some drinks. So as we're at the restaurant, as we're sitting there, the waitress shows up and her voice sounds very, very familiar to me. So I look over my shoulder and it's my ex-girlfriend. Hold on, man.
It's lit.
And she is serving our table.
Oh. It's on. Pause this for a second.
Okay.
So in this scenario right here, I'm trying
He's
to
already explain. Earled and out the car door.
Dog.
Beforehand.
I saw a movie like this. What was the movie I saw where like it was a TV show on Netflix. I can't remember what it was called. Where dude just earled in the middle of like a dinner, like he was choking, like something crazy. He was trying to ruin the date, but then he almost killed himself for real.
I can't remember
what the show was called. Had the chick from Community on it.
Is that the one, Love?
Yes, Love. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the dude tried to kill himself and tried to ruin the date, but almost killed himself.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Here's the thing, though. If I'm in this situation, I'm trying to decide if I'm staying or not, though.
That's what I was thinking when I first read. I was like, I might bounce.
Yes, we might
bounce somewhere else. I gotta go. But you gotta continue here, though. He says, old girl starts ordering as soon as old girl... Like, he... Okay, I'm going to read it, because I already read it, so I know kind of where it was. So, it's my ex-girlfriend. And before I could say anything, my date, Vanessa, has started ordering appetizers already and her drink. So, I'm thinking, like, he's sitting there probably on his phone, maybe looking at the score, he hear, let's say, I mean, he didn't say what they's girlfriend's name was, but Tanya's talking, like, damn, is she something? And you look up, oh, shit, and he might have froze probably for like 5 minutes. He may have froze for 5 minutes, and then, like, time kind of stood still for him, and by the time he came back, she'd already ordered stuff. Because it was one of her favorite restaurants, he says later on, but she had already ordered her food. So I'm sitting there sweating bullets, wondering if my ex is going to be in the back spitting all over all our food. But every time I looked over there, she just kept smiling at me. So I was making it even, I was getting even more and more apprehensive about what was going on. I wanted to think about getting up to leave, but my date, Vanessa, this is one of her favorite restaurants. So I kind of was in a bad position of not wanting to leave. And as things kept progressing, the night went okay. So from there. But as my ex comes up, she actually writes, I love and miss you on the back of the receipt and slides it to the table while I'm in the bathroom.
He ain't told, old girl? He ain't told her?
Okay, so here's the way you have to handle that right away.
You got
to
tell your the girl you want to date.
Girl, I'm with
immediately.
Right then.
Immediately.
Immediately. If we stand, because you're ordering stuff,
even, and I'm going to tell you right now, just because you order some stuff don't mean we stand.
We can't dip.
Yes. Because if you
ain't put your hands
just,
on it
it's
yet.
Just appetizer. Yes, that stuff isn't the Greeks.
If you ain't put your hands on it yet, well, ain't technically, I'm technically owe me money for this shit. So, I'm just trying to say, hey, this thing ain't 100% bona fide yet. We out of there. And if we ain't out of there, I'm telling you right away I'm clearing that up.
Damn, and he went to the bathroom and left her out there? That's why you can't do that.
This cat is amazing. Dog, this might be Chuck Norris. Continue. I'm sorry, man. This is an astonishing situation right here.
Yeah, so I get back, and my date, Vanessa, has slid the ticket over me. I guess this is for you. And I look down, and I see, I love and I miss you, Vance. So I look back up at my date, and then I say to her, I kind of know her. Why do you say you kind of know her?
Bro, you have nothing to lose.
Everything is out at this point, though. So my date lasts off. It's fine. It's your ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
So let me pause here. Did she talk to her then and be like,
she had to.
You know women.
No children. There's no way she didn't talk to her.
No.
Here's what my last question. I don't know if he's got this in here or not. How much do you tip your ex-girlfriend?
He did not say that.
What do you tip?
Because you're in a fucking situation now, because your date also now has talked to her probably. So she's still gonna expect you to give her a decent tip out of decency.
This situation is fucked up.
It gets worse for him though. It's another paragraph. So I chuckle and I grab the sheet and put some stuff in my pocket. So as we leave out, we were going to meet some of our friends that we were mutually friends with from college at a bar and hang out. So as we're sitting there, hanging out, drinks having, cool, kicking it, everything seemed to calm down. I said, and I apologized for the situation at the restaurant because I did not know she was currently working there. I had been out of town for an internship and didn't know. So as we're sitting there hanging out, chilling, I'm trying to get on her heart. We're dancing. We're doing everything that you would do when you're trying to get at a chick. And lo and behold, my ex is at the front door, and I look over her shoulder.
What the fuck? What is going on here?
She came with some of her coworkers after work to come hang out. You gotta go then, man. You gotta go.
Bro, you gotta get out of there.
Like, do the fire escape even though. I might just have to set the alarm off.
Doug, like, I'm talking about, like, drop a smoke bomb in that crib, in that joint.
Look, I might leave her in there, get in the car, and then text her to come outside. I gotta go. Because I gotta evacuate immediately. I don't have time for you to go back and get your purse. I don't have time for you to get your jacket.
I don't want the conversation. Like, I gotta go. I have to go. That's a moment where you have to evoke your own concern for yourself.
Your own self-benefit.
Yeah, you gotta get out of there yourself and worry about her on the other side. That's a situation that I don't think I'm not even trying to finesse that situation.
No, you just gotta go. You just gotta hit the eject button, man. Just hit the eject button.
It's time to go. It's time to go.
So, as we're walking outside,
open up that quantum leap door and just disappear.
Oh, no, I'm skipping some, because he says, so I go to my date, and she's like, yeah, hey, do you mind if I ride with some other friends back home? Damn, so you done played yourself.
Oh, wait a minute. She done bailed in the middle of the day, too? Oh,
God. So as I'm walking outside, I see my ex rushes outside and says, hey, do you want to, can we talk or something like that? So I'm talking to my ex standing outside. And as she's hugging me and she kisses me on my neck. And as I look over to my left, my date is walking out with her three friends.
What did you do?
You said, what did you do the previous year?
Yes, like, how did this... God. This is everything that could go wrong in life happening in, like, an hour.
So, as I leave and I'm in my car by myself, I text Vanessa to say, hey, thanks for having the date and everything. She didn't respond for 2 days. Damn. To that one text for that night to make sure you got home. She didn't respond for 2 days. And I ask, when can I see you again? And she says, I think we'd rather just be nice being friends.
Oh, no.
Hope y'all appreciate this story from Dates from Hell and love the podcast, fellas. Peace.
God.
I ain't got nothing like that.
No. No, that's like everything bad that happened to me in my life.
Yeah, at one time. At one night for you.
Like, yeah, that's like everything that's ever went wrong with me with a woman, period, in life.
Yeah, all happened at one night.
One time.
Yeah, damn.
Damn, bro. Wow. All
right, this next email is from Tommy with the I, so this is a girl. She says, wanted to give you all a hell of a day story that I had once. I met a guy on an online site, Plenty of Fish. I know, I shouldn't have been meeting someone on Plenty of Fish. But I was lonely and I just moved to Seattle and wanted to meet some new people. So we go out on a date. I meet him at the restaurant. Everything seems to be cool. And then he gets a phone call on the phone. And I'm kind of a square, they will call it. But it sounded like he was doing drug talk on the phone. So hold on. So you at the, I'm thinking you had like a, I'm, in my mind, I'm thinking like a Ruth Chris having a nice meal, and he on the phone, on his second phone.
This sounds like one of those Grand Theft Auto scenes that he had on the internet.
I'm thinking it's the Kevin Gates song where he on his second phone. So we decided to end up going to another place, and she asked would I ride with him. I said no problem, because I didn't really feel like driving. I had a couple of glasses of wine. I just wanted to kind of hang back and relax. So as we're driving, he says, I got to make a stop. Stop it right there. It's always a bad sign when someone says, I got to make a stop. Mm-mm. What do you have to make a stop at in 2016? This ain't 1993 where you got to go check on you.
You're going to hop out this car and get on no payphone. You're not about to.
I got to go pick up some. Well,
I got to answer this page I just.
Right. There is no stop. So we actually go to an area I'd never been in Seattle, Southwest Seattle. Oh shit, that's like close to like Tacoma, so that's like the hood. So we ended up pulling up to one of his friend's houses, and we actually go in, and there's a kilo of cocaine on the table.
No.
What? You gotta bail out? What is he even doing?
No, it's time to go.
I promptly told him that I wanted to go home and ended this day, but it was crazy that he took me on a drug deal during the day. Hope you all like this story.
Mm-mm. You was about to be a mule.
Damn. That's what he was doing.
Yo, you was about
he to... He was recruiting mules through Plenty of Fish.
Dog, life is wild out here. Hey, I'm a normal-ass dude. I've never in my life recruited a chick into a criminal enterprise. I've certainly never had my ex serve me in any capacity. I've seen an ex-girlfriend maybe twice in my life. Any of my exes.
Really?
Maybe twice. Yeah. After they become exes. Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to think. You know what? It's funny how you don't see them, though.
Yeah, they just, like, stop being around, like...
But it's like, y'all used to frequent the same places sometimes. And you may go to the same places still.
Yeah.
Or maybe they decide not to go because they know you're going to be there.
I don't know. Maybe. I hope not.
But you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like you just, like, you'd be like, damn.
Watch
like,
me see one of my exes this weekend, though.
Oh, it's guaranteed now. You done talked them up. Do they live in St. Louis, still, or you don't know where they can?
Yeah, some of them do.
Okay.
I can't go out this weekend, no.
Said that period.
I'm not going to see him here.
Yeah.
You stay at home. I hope not.
All right, but Vance, man, Vance and Tommy, thank y'all for the emails. So, topic for tonight is going to be based off this situation with Scottie Pippen and his wife, Larsa Pippen.
We need to discuss Scottie Pippen.
And Future Hendrix.
Future is a plague to society. He is a menace to society.
He literally is.
Like, come on, Future.
Why you gotta bang out Scottie lady, though, man?
Like, Future has no respect for the 90s, dog. What year was
that's Future? Like Beanie Sink. That's like Beanie. No, Future's our age, man. He's 34.
Oh, come on, Future. You was around when Scottie Pippen was winning.
But he from Atlanta, though, too. So he might have been taking him. He was taking him L's from the first round of the playoffs from the Bulls.
Future looked like a Stacey Augmon fan. Like
a Dominique Wilkins.
Like a Kevin Willis cat.
Kevin Willis. I heard because they said he got the shortest arms in the league, like little pterodactyl arms.
Mookie Blaylock. I can get some old school Hawkins references. Craigie Lowe's down there.
Craigie Lowe's there too.
John Konkak.
Was Danny Ferry there too?
Yeah.
Danny Ferry was there.
I think Danny Ferry was in Atlanta for a second. I know he's in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know. He started in Cleveland. So if anyone doesn't know, some of my listeners that may be international, Scottie Pippen got problems, man, right now.
Scottie Pippen is a rough post-basketball go at it.
First of them was trying to keep up with Jordan.
Yeah, he had to get a stimulus package from Michael Jordan.
He had to get out of jail free card.
Yeah, Michael Jordan had to bail him out financially because
he was bought a private jet to keep up with Mike.
Not a good idea, Scotty. Not a good idea.
And many a person has lost money, I've heard, from keeping up with Jordan. He's not the only person.
Every time Michael Jordan messes up his money, he releases some J's and he's right back
where he was.
Right. Michael Jordan ain't slick.
I heard gambling with him is like, don't fuck around with Jordan going to gamble.
Oh, no.
Don't fuck around with Jordan trying to kick it. Don't do nothing with Jordan.
Don't hang out with Michael Jordan. Never hang out with legends. True legends, don't mess with them. Stay away.
I heard Antoine Walker, that's her part of the reason Antoine Walker went broke was from trying to keep up with Jordan hanging with Jordan.
I believe it.
Barkley's another person you don't want to hang with gambling.
No.
He has a $250,000 like tab sitting there at Harris, and it don't matter to him.
Yeah.
Just this stuff sitting there, $250,000.
Because he's okay.
Yeah. You don't have to go. I'll go to Treasure Island next time I go to Vegas. And they'll roll out the red carpet.
First of all, there are no situations on earth where I could get down $250,000 outside of student loans.
Exactly. And not to give a fuck about it.
Yeah, I don't care about I don't care about student loans at all. That when I die,
yeah, they
when
gonna
I
be
die,
there.
Bury me in G. So either way it goes. As long as my revolving credit is in order, I'm straight.
Yeah.
But no, $250,000. I mean, but anyway, Scottie Pippen lost a lot more money than that though.
Oh no, Scottie's Childhood Chapter 11 or something.
Yeah, Scottie lost like $40 million.
Yeah, like a lot. Let's Google Scottie Pippen's worth.
I don't even want to look at that.
What do you think it's worth?
I don't even want to know.
You don't even.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You can look it up. I'm. It's gonna put me in pain, dog. And Scottie Pippen was one of my heroes growing up.
Let's see. Let's.
This gonna be like when Bane beat up Batman again.
Okay, it's a lot more than I thought. A lot more. Significantly more than
like $100 million?
No.
I said 40.
It's 50.
Dog. I lost $42 the other day and was enraged. I spent half a day trying to get it back.
Just trying to figure it out.
Just off the principle of what went down. Yes.
But Scotty lost $110 million.
Oh no. I'm about to buy a Scottie Pippen jersey right now. Like, I'm about to go on.
I'm gonna get the old one, Chicago Diagonal.
I'm about to go on Mitchell and Ness right now and buy an expensive Scottie Pippen jersey. Like,
$110 million.
Do Scottie get money off of that? He probably don't.
You think he sold his rights away to try to get back? I mean, him that $50 million.
Do you think Mitchell and Ness be breaking off cats?
Yeah, your likeness is your jersey and your likeness,
but
man.
Does it belong to the team or to the player?
No, to the player. If your name is on it, you get paid for it.
I'm about to buy a Scottie Pippen jersey right now.
Yeah, your name.
Let me see it.
Unless, if I'm saying he could have sold his rights away for his name.
It sounds like if you're down $110 million,
you might have sold your name away to get that $50 million to get back to $50 million.
Ooh, wee. All right, anyway, though, Scottie Pippen lost. Now Scottie Pippen's lost something new.
He's lost his wife.
Oh. That's just. When you hear that. When you hear that.
To Future Hendrix, a.k.a. Future anybody, you know, Sierra's ex.
So here's the thing, man. Here's my problem with this whole story, how this whole setup went down. Is that Scottie girl is out jet setting with Future and hanging out with the Kardashians? That's like a whole block of red lights right there. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of.
What's wrong with you, man?
What? Now, if you'd have messed with T-Mac, I would have got it. Like, if she'd have been cheating with him on T-Mac, cheating on him with T-Mac.
Okay, so what's worse? Let me ask you this real quick. What's worse, your chick messing with somebody trill or somebody whack?
Whack. It's worse, whack.
It's always worse when it's somebody whack.
But I'm talking about, if you're talking about this somebody, a celebrity, I'm saying no. Like, if it was T-Mac, you'd be like, okay, it's another cat within my ranks. You know, you kind of can get it. But that means she was messing with Future. That means she was on some whole other shit. Because we 40, he 40, she 42, he damn near 50. So you got to think that she's not even hanging in the same circle. She done went out. And you know Future ain't paying for nothing.
No.
You know he one of them cats that keep his money real tight.
Yeah, Future not.
Especially with a 42-year-old woman that's got a Pippin wife.
Future's not paying for anything.
She probably buying bottle service for him and all the boys.
Yeah.
She probably buying weed. She probably buying lean.
Chicken wing and fries. We don't go on dates.
Yep. Buying lean. She probably buying lean.
If you got somebody else's girl buying you lean, you 100% pimp. It's not an inch of internal in you that's not pimp. If you got a chick, another dude chick buying you lean. See, these are the type of things that make me not want to ever get back into the game officially. Because if I find out that a chick I'm messing with is buying another cat lean, first of all, I'm going to wonder where she got that lean from, because you wasn't buying me no lean.
you didn't bring no lean up in the house.
You should have brought some lean to me before you bought it for anybody else. And second of all, that's just disrespect. Dog, you done turned somebody else, dude. Only side chicks buy drugs for a cat that they ain't messing with. So you done turned my wife into a side chick?
She hanging out with the Kardashians. And then, as a player, man, you got to watch when your wife or a significant other, even vice versa, even for a woman that's high profile with their significant other, if they want to be on a reality show. She was on Housewives of Miami.
Oh, my God.
You got to watch that, man. Because...
Oh, there it is. Scottie Pippen jersey.
You found it.
Yeah. It was on the first page of Mitchell and Ness site.
Maybe we need to start this. Let's start a hashtag. Is it Free Scottie?
Oh, it's new, too. It's like they just brought it out, Doug. Like, they knew Scottie was
coming. they saw his situation.
It's the all black pinstripe 1996 Scottie Pippen jersey.
Ooh.
It's $300. I'm getting this jersey. Because I feel like I got to do something, man. Like...
Scottie Pippen's a legend.
Dog, like, I feel like I need to support Scottie. Yes, the hashtag is support Scottie.
Support Scottie?
Yes. Please tweet at us with support Scottie, and we're going to check that, man, and we need to find out what's going on, man. Like, we need everybody to rally up behind Scottie Pippen right now. Like, Scottie's in a dark place, dog. Like, his girl messing with Future, man. Like, Future, here's the thing I'm going to say, is that Future kind of is like a menace to society, though.
Wow, no, and Future's a dick, man. Look at this, man. Future taking pictures of her at banquet, so he took her to somewhere, she took him somewhere spiffy.
When did that happen?
This is, like, I guess a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So that means she took him somewhere black tie, but that means you don't give a fuck. So that means you took him to a black tie because he got on a tuxedo.
I have a black tie party in about 3-4 weeks.
Right.
I am not taking somebody else's girl to that party. You know why? Because I got morals in the game. I'm not finna just take somebody else's wife to a black tie party. You know what type of people be at black tie parties? Other people that know that that's somebody else's wife.
Hey, Future.
But no.
No, she brought him probably. Future don't go to no black tie events.
Future gotta know a lot of rich people now, though.
You think so? You think it's a possibility?
Future, I think, has superseded that little class of rapper that's just like, you know, like he just a rapper. Like, Future kind of like a dude that white people like. White people like Future, dog.
So you think he's
He just went on tour with Drake. White people like Future.
Okay, so he's good. He's got over to that little other
he's
side.
He's like Jay-Z in like 97 right now. He's like kind of starting to like, hey... I'm cool with
the
y'all.
The idiot just dropped Andy the Hard Knock Life song.
And like white people are like, hey, we like you. We like that one song.
My son listens to you. Like, yeah, I heard that song.
Exactly.
I want to see like I'm hip.
Future kind of like getting friendly, kind of like Nelly friendly. Like where he's kind of like he's good, but then on the inside, he's still Future Hendrix.
Yeah, well, Scotty's wife is saying that she's scared of him now. That she's scared of him. That she told the cops she's scared of him. Is it scared because you got caught with Future Hendrix and you just know a man is on a mission? Man, or is it real scared, for real, so legitimate scared?
How do we start? How do we start?
Like, where do we package it from?
Like, what like, do we do? Do we start from the situation of why is she kicking it with Future?
Yeah.
I want to start.
That's why I said this Trix McGrady. Okay, so he's 38, 39.
I need to start on the side of, I need to start on the side of her looking at it from what she's doing first.
Okay.
So yes, you stepping out, all right?
Hey, she said she claims Scotty was cheating on yo, maybe she is going to cheat. That's whatever. That's a whole nother, you know.
That's cool. That's hey, a, let's say Scotty's cheating on her. Actually, I'm 100% sure Scotty Pippen was cheating on yeah her. So here's the thing. Like, all right, so you step out and you do this. So is this like just 100% revenge? Like, all right, you're going to mess around on me, so I'm going to go and do it in the broadest of day with Future?
To try to fuck with him?
Here's the thing.
Like revenge type shit?
Chick, how did you meet Future?
With the Kardashians.
Number one problem.
Your wife shouldn't have been hanging with the Kardashians.
Your wife should not be hanging with the Kardashians. She should not. But you know what, though? I blame Scotty. You know where I'm about to go. That woman don't look like she's 42 years old.
She looks younger than she did when they got married.
Scotty been having her running the tab up, and she been upgrading herself to keep up with these little 22-year-olds. I guarantee you, if I'm Future, I look at her, she ain't 42 years old.
I guarantee Future probably just found out she's 42.
Future just found out. Like, she's not going to be with Future much longer.
No, for Future just found out. He's like, I thought she told me she was 30.
Yeah, tops.
Top. Future thought she was younger than him.
Right. Future, and she ain't nowhere near. She remembered the year Future was born. Like, so here's the thing. She robbing the cradle with Future. But Future, so OG, he's so gangster with it, he don't care. But here's the thing about it is, though, is that this got to be on somebody, though. Is this on Scotty? Is this a root problem? Is your girl dipping on you your problem?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. That's how I feel about women. I feel like women don't usually typically stop messing with you unless you done some shit. Like, a chick will lock down and she will fuck with you heavy. It's not a case of some dude showing up with some money and just outflashing you and taking and swiping your girl. You Scottie Pippen.
Right, so you're saying it's not the common, he ain't got the common man issue of some dudes getting your gal taken by some dudes got money or something. Yes. That's a common man problem.
Yes, that's a problem that I would have.
Right.
That's not a problem yeah, that Scottie Pippen would have.
Because it's like, it's apples and oranges at that point.
Yes, exactly.
You know, exactly. He can buy me everything.
Me and Scottie Pippen should not have similar problems in any regard.
Yeah, in life, period.
No. Yeah. I've not even won 6 championships on a video game, let alone in actual life.
Right, real life.
Nobody's
right,
ever
real
worn my tennis shoes and still talk about them 20 years later. Once again, me and Scottie Pippen should not have the same problems. But Scottie has more problems than me because here's the issue. He upgraded that girl too much. You cannot be upgrading that woman to look like she's 22 when she in her 40s.
Can't do it.
You just basically put her out on a plank, like on Return of the Jedi, and was like, hey, we about to just jump.
Yeah, just, you know.
Like, if somebody gonna come along and take your girl. The vultures was hovering around her. The vultures was circling around that girl.
Oh, no. I'm reading. It says Future took her to some Las Vegas event.
Oh, my God.
That was the one that they got caught with that picture on.
Future is egregious.
Like, dude, like, wow, man. Like, if you Future, you just don't give a fuck. You're just a beast at this point, right?
I'm not shocked by anybody's savagery at all.
Yeah, you just want any man's savagery, you don't look past it.
I'm not shocked by savagery at all.
I agree. Because
here's the thing. Girls are just as savage as dudes. Yeah. If not more savage. Because girls get the opportunity to be savage way more than dudes.
Yeah. They get savagery thrown at them all the time.
And they can respond with equal savagery if they feel like it.
They can just make a call real quick, like, I want some dick.
Yes,
and it'll materialize.
It would show up like Star Trek. It would it matters.
And look, and the motherfucker would have on his backpack from work, whatever. It'd be like literally like what he had on exactly.
Been, I have been that guy before.
Me too.
That just appeared. Like I was doing something completely. What you doing? As soon as I hear that, I'm getting up already and pushing out my jeans like with my hands so that they looking ironed up. Like, what you doing? Don't open up with that. Because as soon as I ever get a call saying, what you doing? I'm getting dressed right then.
Because like, I'm prepared now.
Like, I'm already getting
what
dressed.
What time is that call coming in for you to get dressed?
If that call could come in at 9:30 in the morning, I'm getting dressed. I'm getting dressed. I'm ready to go. Because either that conversation is going to end up with me coming up, or it's going to end up with me just sitting back and chilling out. But either way it goes, I'm going to be ready in case it's...
Either way.
In case that NBA horn goes off and I'm getting called into the game. You know, so... So with
the savagery is real though, because I'm admitting, like, most of women, half the women I slept with have been somebody else's chick.
Yeah. See, look at you. Look at how savage you are.
Yeah. I mean, and I was telling an old lady that I was.
And you're
like,
not even a superstar.
No.
So imagine if she's calling. Future is a superstar.
Yeah.
Future is a literal superstar, and he's a
bigger superstar. He is a superstar on our totem and on your totem.
Like, I would kick it with Future. I respect Future.
Yeah.
And here's the thing I'm going to say about Future, though, too, is that there are women I know that don't like any dudes like Future.
But they would fuck.
But they like Future.
Future is the fuckable guy for them.
Future has, like, the glow. So, like, when you want to cause a dude with the glow, if he come around your girl, hey, you better start a fight with her right then and there.
A lot of girls say it's his teeth. Like, he has good teeth. I've heard a lot of girls say he's got
Girls really like teeth. Girls are... teeth is a big thing for girls. That is the thing for them that is, like, you have to have teeth on point for chicks.
All right, so this Scotty thing, man. So, Scotty does...
Wait a minute. I might not be buying a Scotty Pippen jersey now. They got a Bulls vest on Michelin Ness.
Like, a vest, like... Is it a leather vest?
It's like a...
Oh, snap! That's dope!
That's true. That's true. I'm sorry, Scottie Pippen. I'm buying this Margin of Victory vest.
Because that's a winter vest, too.
Oh, they got all sizes, too? I'm going to the Bulls-Cavs game, like, next month, too. Yeah, that's...
In Chicago?
Yeah, this is going down. This is happening. I'm sorry. I'm wearing it with a...
You going with Rich?
No, he went to Cleveland.
I know, he just went...
I think me and Dave going to go to the Bulls game. I'm wearing it with a Cardinals hat too. Fuck you, Chicago. I'm wearing it.
I'm only a Bulls fan by proxy.
Right.
But then, like, so if you're Scottie Pippen, so let's look at it from the other side. Is Scottie just happy getting her off the books though? Could he have been like, because he put out a divorce real fast though, didn't he? He had that paperwork almost like drawn up, like, like, oops, there you go. Like, he had it set to go already in court.
Here's the thing.
Pretty fast.
One man's treasure is another man's trash.
Right.
Like, he'd been with that girl for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
He might be tired of it. He probably is tired of it.
Like, he might be done with her. Like, she dope. She looked crazy. But here's the thing I'm going to say about that is, though, that different levels of chicks, you got to expect different things from. Okay. A girl like that, I got a rule. I got a strict rule. I'm not messing with no 10s.
Me neither.
I'm not messing with
no 10s. Dude, I feel the same way.
Not doing it. I'll mess with a strong 9 or an 8.8.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing 9.
I'm
going to
tell you right now. 8.8 that I know, 8.8 in my eyes, she's a 10 as far as I'm concerned. Guess as high as I'm going up. I don't care. I don't expect you to be Beyonce. I don't expect you to be Halle Berry. I don't want anything to do with Beyonce.
I don't want them problems that come with that.
I want to admire that from afar, but... An actual, you know, 100% 10, you can have that trouble, bro. Don't want it.
Because, I mean, that means you got every time you go out, you're going to have to fight, potentially. A fight is on the table at all times.
I'm ready to fight over a 7.5.
Exactly.
Let alone a 10. Let alone a 10.
So you're saying, first of all, you shouldn't, like, Scotty maybe trying to get off the books, though, I think.
Yeah.
Because he got a prenup, they said, that she...
It's like the thing we talked about, like, Kaepernick when we were here earlier. Like, sometimes you just gotta wipe somebody from the salary cap. You take the loss.
Because he's getting a job. He got a job with the Bulls, like the Bulls in Chicago.
He's good.
Like
Scotty's straight. Yeah. Scotty doesn't have anything to worry about. So.
But he's got a job in Chicago. And they said that's the reason that they wanted to break up. He got a job in Chicago. She wanted to stay in Miami.
She looked like the type of chick that wants to stay in Miami. You 42 years old and you want to stay in Miami? That's a warning sign. That's a red flag.
You are damn right. 42 years old.
You want to stay in Miami?
No. And then you're probably living on South Beach. You ain't living up like in North Miami, like the retirement area. You living on South Beach.
When I see that, that's a warning sign. I'm done with that.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, they've been together since she was 22. I don't know her. And this may sound somewhat sexist when I say this. So, listeners are probably already mad at you for your comment that he let her look good too long. But can we kind of say that she probably has no verifiable talents or skills, cultivated skills, besides being Scottie Pippen's wife?
She probably has a set of skills.
I mean, yeah. But I'm talking about, like, to earn income.
No. 20 years she's been living on the Scottie Pippen tab.
And she was 22.
Yeah, she hasn't been doing
so what, like, what I'm trying to think. What career? And they got 4 kids. So it's not like you took off a whole bunch of time. They got 4 kids. They got like a teenagers all the way down, I think, to like maybe 7-8 years old.
I got another question.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck do you explain that to your children?
Because they got the net too. They got a 16, 17-year-old. They got the internet.
Now, do your kids kind of feel you, like, kind of feel good about it and look like, fuck, at least I get to hang out with Future, maybe?
So here's the problem that I
have. Do the kids be like, well, damn, I get to hang out with Future?
Here's the problem that I have is that, so I have the most normal mother on earth of all time, period. So I can't imagine having a conversation with my mama where I gotta be like, mama, why you doing whole shit?
But, like, they're not having a, you can't have that relationship situation
but,
talk.
Mama, why are you out here being a hoe? Can you explain to me the reason why you being a hoe? Is she gonna talk bad about Scotty? Cause that's still little daddy. Now it's still their daddy. And their daddy been paying for their whole way of life. So if you 16, 17, and you at probably your most materialistic that you're gonna be in your life at 16, 17, yo, Scotty is your meal ticket.
So you said the kids moving to Chicago?
Great.
So the kids moving to Chicago.
I'm staying close to the prize. Cause Future ain't gonna be paying for nothing.
Oh, Future, he don't pay for his own kids.
Future have them kids up in the house eating Lucky Charms and watching regular cable
and
with no movie channels.
And drinking that Texas tea.
They ain't got no movie channels in the house. They ain't got nothing. They just in there chilling, like just like mama, why you leave daddy for this?
Like. This is almost like a movie. Somebody made this up in a movie that Scottie Pippen's wife got cuffed up by Future.
This is a BET movie that's happening in real life right now.
Like, if you
it's woke like an episode of The Game.
Like, if you woke somebody up from a coma right now, they would think you were lying. Like, laugh. They would laugh at you. Like, Future, Scottie Pippen wife.
Yes.
Like the fuck. Like. Hold on. Did you know Scottie Pippen played overseas for a year?
Mm-hmm.
In 08?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. What's that like? Damn, he must have been real low on paper. That was around the time he was low on paper. He had to get himself back right. He's a player coach.
People's actions always let you know how they really doing.
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, because he's got a lot of kids, though, too. Scotty got a lot of kids, man. He got eight kids, man.
Eight?
Yeah, he's got two with his first wife. He's got four with her, and then two other chicks. Scotty keeping it in, dog.
Wow, Scotty. All right, man.
Because his oldest daughter, I think she plays volleyball for Carbondale.
Really?
That's how you see, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know. Hey, I'm going to say this. We've been talking bad about Scottie Pippen for a little while here.
Yeah.
Scottie made a pimp decision when he was in his early 30s to jump down on a fresh 22-year-old.
Now, do we give him credit if he knew, like, this day would come properly? Like, does he know this day would come?
Here's the thing I'm going to say. I'm about to clarify my entire position on that so it doesn't look like I'm too pro Scotty's decision making here. You gotta know when to hold him. You gotta know when to fold him. That ain't the one you marry, bro.
That ain't the 22-year-old you marry, though.
That ain't the 22-year-old you marry. I'm tell you what I ain't gonna do. If I'm early 30s Scottie Pippen, I'm one of the top five players in the NBA.
Right.
I'm Scottie Pippen. I'm Scottie Pippen at that point in time.
Yeah, no, you just came off of winning the first three. And then you start when you got married to her. Y'all were running doing this. Y'all were in the middle of the second three.
Yeah, exactly.
So like you have pussy getting thrown. You all over Chicago. It's just
so here's what
nationwide.
I'm do. Here's what I here's what I advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is coming directly from the king of the north.
Mm-hmm.
The decree. When you're at the top of the hill, don't take a foot off of it. When you're at your hottest. Don't start trying to act like you're not. When you at your very hottest, you don't stop making hot albums. You Scottie Pippen, you at the top of the game. Why isolate a chick at that point? Here's the thing. I'm not going to mess with anybody while I'm on the incline or while I'm at my plateau. Because all you're going to do is catch people that ain't going to be ready for when you come off of that plateau.
Mm.
You know, so.
I heard an NBA, NFL player I know. I won't say his name. Now I'm very cool. He said... He has not had any kids or anything. He told himself he would not get married to have to get out of the league.
Bruh, you cannot do it. When you're at the peak of the things that are gonna make you who you are, you cannot get involved like that. Now if you got a chick on the way up and then you get
she
there,
was messing with you like if she'd have been a chick from Central Arkansas. Like his first wife, it looks like I think she was with him when he was at Central Arkansas.
I believe that.
Because he got married in 1988.
When you get there, when you get to that point, if you caught her, even if you already kind of is on and you catch her on the way there, cool. But if you get there and then you get her, you can't get her after the fifth ring.
It ain't working.
You can't get her after you got four or five rings.
It ain't working. It ain't happening.
Because she gonna think it's gonna be four or five ring time. $23 million a year, dog.
And that's in the '90s.
Yeah.
So think about that's in the '90s. That's when gas would blow a dollar.
Scotty was making bango buck. His shoes were selling for $130 in like 97. Pippins, yeah. You know,
and that was a classic shoe.
Yes. Scotty was making bread. But so here's the thing. She gonna want that life. So that's the thing about it. You just gotta look at the type of people you catch and what atmosphere you catch them. You're not gonna meet no down to earth. I'm gonna hang it out and ride out with you, chick, when you that high up in the earth.
You just don't think you will be around those women.
Because here's the thing, women ain't even taking them type of dudes seriously. Like think about any women that you know that's dealing with them type of dudes. They're not taking them seriously. They seeing them for what they are, and you know. And I don't blame chicks for this. Like,
yeah,
they
it's take the game
advantage
is the game.
Of the situation. Yeah, the game you know is the what I'm saying. So do what you gotta do, but. You see, Scotty just, I mean, 20 years she hung around. I guarantee you, 10, 5, 10 into that, she was throwing salt in the game. Somebody, somewhere, it went down.
What you mean? Oh, messing with somebody else already?
Yeah, man.
But No. I would say it probably been around 02, she probably started. Around the time when he retired from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
He's retired from the first time in 03, right?
He was with Houston and Portland.
Right, but Portland, he retired with Portland.
I thought he played with Houston after Portland. Actually, he played with the Lakers, too.
He did?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Scotty went to the Lakers, too.
No, he's never been on the Lakers. It's Bulls, Houston, Portland, then back to the Bulls for to retire, 03, 04.
Oh, he went to Houston straight from the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that was after the season.
Yeah, because that's when he went with...
I'm thinking about Robin.
Robin was the Lakers. Yeah. Yeah, so he retired in 04. That is the time... I say around 06 is when she starts throwing salt. Because you still can kind of, you're still living on that a little bit because people still see you out. Oh, that's Scottie Pippen and pointing at you, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you're Scottie Pippen's wife. And then when, you know, other people win championships.
Oh, and then people start becoming other people's wives. Like, oh, you Kobe Bryant wife. Oh, you Tim Duncan wife.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Or you Tony Parker wife. Like, hey, what about me? I was with Scottie Pippen. Now she with the new Scottie Pippen. Future is the new Scottie Pippen. He ain't Drake.
What if he come out a song called Scottie Pippen?
Oh, no.
Because I could see...
Somebody got to die. So here's the thing I'm going to say. We talked about Larsa a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Future.
That Snapchat post?
No, not that. We can briefly mention that. I've got a bigger picture to bring up about Future, though. Future got beef with athletes.
Oh, you just said... He was the cat on the band that was doing music that's mad at everybody, all the athletes.
Future got gypped by a cornball. A cornball came in and took his girl and his kid and walked off.
And his kid. No, and his kid.
And Russell Wilson is like the best dude on earth.
Yeah. And you can't even hate on him, though.
And he
like, you can't even hate
Marshawn him. Lynch, though, so you know he got another side.
And he's a Golden Gloves champion.
Like Richard Sherman and Marshawn Lynch is his homeboys. And here's the thing. You can't whoop the quarterback because he got the O-line. So, like, Future got to eat that. And Sierra's letting him know, like, hey, you need to chill out. So when your girl's shutting you down, here's one thing I've missed in my life that I wish I could have been a part of. I wish I could have seen Russell Wilson get on Sierra.
Like, how it went down, like
how did that happen?
And when did it happen? Like,
what scenario brought Russell Wilson and Sierra
into
the same place?
Because now at that time, you got to remember, Sierra was hanging in the Future Club.
Yes.
Russell Wilson don't hang in the Future Club.
No.
It had to be a hookup, man. It had to be a hookup, I think.
Somebody, who did Russell Wilson and Sierra know, though?
Marshawn Lynch.
No! Marshawn Lynch with Russell Wilson and Sierra.
No, I'm saying somebody like Marshawn Lynch girl is cool with Sierra or something.
The internet gotta tell me something.
Or Richard Sherman with Richard Sherman's. I'm trying to think of like some intermediary situation.
Listeners, I need to know. Can you find out how this works?
Let's Google. They gonna say something corny. I'm guaranteeing you it's something like that. It was Marshawn's girlfriend. Me and him are cool, and me and her are cool. And she said, Russell's a nice guy. You should hang out with him. And you guarantee you, at first she probably like, nah, I don't do them kind of cats. But then she probably looked at her rogue gallery of men that she had and looked and saw 50 Cent, Future, and Bow Wow. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to give Russell a shot.
Russell Wilson's the ultimate rebound boyfriend.
He's the best.
Russell Wilson is the best amongst us.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
He's the Teddy Simpson of us.
Russell Wilson is Teddy Simpson. Oh my God.
He is the Teddy Simpson of us.
Everything in my life.
I attribute to be like Teddy.
Everything in my life just made more sense than it ever has before.
Teddy is he's a little bit more ratchet than Russell Wilson. He ain't as square as Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson Teddy's gotta be ratchet though.
No, I can see Sierra changing up her tempo, Dolph. Yeah. Oh, you think you gon'? No, they are at the Powell Symphony Hall, Jack. Because you know Russell. Russell Wilson goes to that type of shit. I guarantee that Sierra won't drop an album while they together. She ain't gonna drop an album. I guarantee she won't drop one album.
She went.
Because she gotta go hang with them type of producers. And Russell don't hang with them.
Sierra be hanging out with, I saw Sierra on Instagram the other day. She's hanging out with, Victoria's Secret models.
That's a whole different group of people. Those aren't the people from the trap of ATL she from? She from ATL, SWAT.
Bruh, Sierra's middle name is Princess.
That tells you enough.
Dog.
That tells you everything.
Dog.
She said, fuck it, I'm gonna change my life. She literally did a come to Jesus moment, I'm going to go to the front of the altar and put my body on the altar. I'm coming up, Jesus, on the rough side. She is like, yo, I'm Googling that now. How did Sierra Russell Wilson meet? Oh, not Sierra, Reggie Bush. Wow, they said that Reggie Bush and her dated for a minute.
Yes, and he's certainly handed down good.
Yeah. Hold on. Listen, we're trying to get to the bottom of this. Okay, here we go. This is just the first article I saw on the net. So this is all alleged. It says that they met through a publicist that set them up on a blind date at Benihana's.
A blind date with an NFL quarterback? What kind of life is that? I wish I would go on a blind date and somebody would send an R&B vixen.
Oh, no. He's had his people reach out to her to be his date to go to the White House correspondence thing.
Wait.
I guess when they won the championship.
All right. I want to back this all the way up.
It wouldn't be when they won a championship. It's just for the White House correspondence.
I want to back this all the way up. Yeah. Some type of things that would happen in my life. Because I feel like this is something that actually feels very normal. And for a moment, feels like something that could happen in real life here. So, you sitting there looking at the internet and looking at the ride video. And you like, dog, that shit.
No, you looking at the Sierra Future video. What was that song? Body Talk or Body Count or whatever.
Exactly. So you looking at that and you like, dog, that chick is cold. This is where it ends for me. That's it. I just look at it dog.
But you know what? He lives in a different thing though. Those cats can get in touch with him.
Here's the thing. He sat back and thought about it like, yeah, I'm going to reach out to her. And he called his publicist and was like, hey, hit her publicist up.
And then he said they actually ended up meeting at the I Can Do That rap party, but he had already reached out to her.
So here's the thing. Here's how it works in my day job. If I want to have somebody on my show and I want to interview them, I talk to the publicist first. Like, so it's like this, like, hey, have them come on. We want to do the show. Come on XYZ, and do this. We'll talk about this. This works. He did it and said, hey, I'm trying to holler at her, though. I can't do that.
I don't even have a publicist to try that.
I don't have a publicist, first
that's what
of all.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So here's the thing. I can't call somebody else's publicist and be like, hey, I'm trying to holler at...
And think about it. Your publicist can't just be a regular publicist. Your publicist got to be a certain level to be able to get other people's phone numbers like that.
Bruh. There are so many levels to this that I can't even really put it into words about how far the fuck away we are from
being. It was a sneak attack on Future because there wasn't no phone calls and then they're like, you know, I want like... He just showed up to it with the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I'm frustrated. I'm about to buy this Bulls vest just to make myself feel better about my life.
So you think Future is like, I'm fucking all athletes chicks now? Like, chicks now?
I think Future just had to go for the jugular for somebody because, like, if I was Future and that happened to me, I'd need some answers. Somebody gonna tell me something. Like, because, bruh, that don't make no sense. Like...
Because Sierra was destined at one probably to be just a chick, just kind of dating random people with her. But she hit the jackpot with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, she came up.
Like
quarterback?
And he like, all to the purpose. Everybody say he's super nice.
Yeah, he's like one of the best people on earth.
Yeah,
like
he's Teddy Simpson.
Like he's, damn it, he is Teddy.
Teddy Simpson, man. He is Teddy Simpson.
Wow, who is Future? Do we know a Future?
Do we know a Future?
I don't think so. I'm not
no, we don't know nobody that savage, though.
No, I don't.
Not that savage to be putting up Instagram posts like talking about I got.
Well, we might as well tell him.
Yeah. So Future puts up a post and puts a picture of Scottie Pippen and his wife, and then him in his car, and says she mine now, and then puts a long W's on the end of it as the caption.
You gotta whoop his ass, son.
And he got shit to do with Laura, so at that point, you think I'm a bitch.
Yeah, if you call out grabbing my chick to me on the internet, bro.
Look, we can all get bumped by a chick at any time.
I already have a problem. Yes. Rule number one, let her choose.
Yeah.
If she chooses, let her go.
But you can't go out there to talk shit.
You yourself on the other side, you can't come to me and talk to me like that. You can't do it. I won't stand for that, first of all.
I ain't mad at you. On a general basis, I wouldn't be mad at you because you bumped her. But you can't throw it in my face, though.
Don't you ever approach me about it, though.
Bro. Yeah.
Don't you ever approach me about it. So, all right, so here's my thing. Is that, like, is this such a rare and out-of-sorts situation here? Or, like what? I can't recall myself being tied up in anything, like, quite this OC in my life.
I have. My ex was married while I was with her.
Okay.
For a portion of the period.
Okay. She chose, though.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, but that drama going on with that, and I was kind of, I was the future. Damn, I am the future. No, I just thought because I did some messy shit, though. So this is, this is my early blogging days. My first blog, I wrote a thing because he, like, hit me up or something asking me about her on MySpace. This is how old it is. So I put up a post called Who's the Mac?
You got snaked on MySpace?
Yeah, no. I was a dick for this, though. So I put up a post called Who's the Mac? And I was like, so this is how old this was. The International Players Anthem came out. And I said, yo, chick chose me. You not a pimp, you a fairy. That's how I ended the post with. So I talked about some other, but I didn't, and I was talking about how I bumped this chick and all that, though. So I did a little bit of futurism. I didn't put his name out there or nothing. Actually, there was a future thing, because I did talk, and I did a whole five paragraphs on it.
So you turned into Future.
I was Future on that. And so he came to see me.
Okay.
Like, he came to see me about it, though.
Okay.
So me and I had a little situation where, you know, I hit him with a hockey stick, you know, and got off on that, you know.
Well, how did you have a hockey stick?
Right. Play hockey.
But I'm just saying, you just had it.
It was in my trunk.
Oh. Oh.
So me and him are arguing outside. And everything. So, yeah. And I'm gonna give the full story. The full story is because me and him had two confrontations though. Because the first time, I climbed out the window. That wasn't that time. So he came over, and so I was half asleep. So you know how you got this, like you that sleep, but you're like up and you can hear kind of what's going around you, but you like, I just don't feel like fucking with it, whatever it is. So I hear him come in or whatever, because she had a son and everything though. So her son opened up the door for him in her crib because that's his dad. Like, shit, that you can get mad at a little man for that. I'm in the back and I hear him going off like, where that dude at that wrote that blog post? So, now keep in mind, I don't know how big he is, how small he is, and nothing though, so.
You was like Denzel on Training Day.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I got a white beater on. I'm up in the spot. So, it ain't like, I'm not dressed at all. I'm in the spot, like, has some, so I wake up. And so, I'm pacing back there like, dude, I don't know how big he is. I ain't never met him before. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. So, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Like, what are we on? Like, is he
things,
big?
How many things am I going to hit him with?
Right, so at first I'm thinking like, what, is he big? Is he small? So, and I hear him like, I'm coming, I was like, all right. And I was like, man, fuck, he a bitch ass dude. I'm like, damn, man, he called me a bitch like 4 times in a row. All
right. You know, I would have had all the lyrics to Juvenile High going off in my head right now.
Yeah. I know you ain't going to let nobody come and punk you, huh? Straight so up I run out, and he my size, though. I run out, so it was like a sigh of relief on like my chest when I was like, oh shit, this is a fair fight. Like, okay, cool. Like, like it was, and then so I started talking more shit though. Like at first my voice was like, I'm here. Like, so I walked back after, so me and him get into it and everything though, but then me and him got into it later on over something else though and everything. I
yeah, you can't fight stuff up in her crib.
Yeah, but this is another, that was me and him squashed it then though, but me and him got into some other shit over another time, I hit him with a hockey stick or whatever, but yeah, man. Maybe I am Future Hendrix, man.
Maybe you
cause
are.
I would tell you about, I was messing with a girl when I lived in New York, and her boyfriend was on the Jets.
And he, yes, you told
I told, and I came, and I had to go out the door, my, just my drawers and yeah, my Converse. Yeah, you told me about that. Yeah, so no. I had to climb out the balcony.
Don't fight a dude from the NFL.
No. I knew this. So I was Future this time, but I wasn't going to be on no Snapchat. And this 04, 05-ish, 06 is somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So literally I had to call my roommate in New York, like, hey, man. Just come to 15th and Main, man. Like, and he was like, and bring me like some jeans and a hoodie. Like, why? Just do it, man. So he gets off the train, dog, and I'm sitting. It's almost like a movie where you like, I'm sitting in the shadow things, and he's like, boy, they call me Swiss, and they call Swiss. Yeah, I'm over here, man. Where you at? Come over this way. Dog. I'm hiding in the corner because I only got drawers in my Converse on, no socks, and it's cold outside.
Yeah.
And he was just all he did is gave me my son to start bugging up because it's like. What the fuck happened?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the comeback after that? Like, I've done some things in my time. Some things. They've always been, if there's an insurgent that could throw himself into the
insurgent.
I've always brought them to the Batcave for those encounters. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
See, but I was lazy. I lived in Jersey. She lived all the way in Long Island.
I get you. You got to do what you got to do in those scenarios.
Yeah.
But I will, the advent of technology. Sound terrible.
But this is all before technology.
I know. What's happened now in my heyday run, and since my late 20s into my early 30s, is that the advent of technology allows you to really pull some heist off if you want to.
you said you could get more done.
Oh, I will price line a room if I have to.
Yeah,
I don't care. Yeah, I'll get a $60 room.
That's a decent room.
I think that the going rate to get some trim, it should be around $60 or so. That's fair. I would pay $60.
$60 is just about, you're right. That's
to have fair ground. I'm not going to go get a $130 room or, it depends on who you are.
I'm going to get the jury in, a $60 jury in. It's nice. It ain't
yes.
Blowing out the water, yes, but it's nice. It's serviceable.
Yes, it's good enough that I don't have any problem with laying on these sheets. That's right, exactly. That's the level that I got to be at. So, you do all of those things or whatever like that. I just think that you have to manipulate the situation like crazy in order to survive in the game.
Have you banged the girl at a CD motel before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've been there multiple times.
Yeah, I'm from U City. Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm there.
People might be thinking we holding it now, though.
No. We're drinking New Amsterdam right now with the best soda.
Real, so
I haven't been grocery shopping in like a month. So, like, yeah, no.
But, so, if you're, like, have you had a situation? Have you been the Future in a situation, and have you been the Pippin in a situation?
I've been both. No, I've never been Pippin, because here's the thing about not being Pippin is, like, I don't get in relationships, really, so it's hard for me to get Pippin. Now, I might, because my risk is different, because I'm usually just out there and it's like informal things, I can lose a chick to
the gang, whatever.
Yeah, to whims or to a commitment on her side or something like that. I can lose it that way. But yeah, I've certainly been a future though. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Not necessarily when a chick is married, but you know, that, you know, it's, oh yeah, 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 for sure. I've let me think about some, God man. I have run down before and ran down on some chicks and just been like, hey, I'm not going, I'm saying, all I'm saying is that I don't have to be around for all of this. You can still live that life. When you done living that life, or you just trying to get away from it for a second, you know what I'm on out here.
You know, come north.
So I'm chilling. I got some drink. I always got some drink at the house. I'm always, you know what I'm saying? I'm just out kicking it. If I'm in town and you out kicking it, we might as well kick it.
And she knows that to this day?
Well, yeah, if I wanted to go back down that road, yeah, I could.
This is in the past.
But you know, so I mean, yeah, but I mean that always works though. You can always do that if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, all you gotta do, it's really easy to target that out. You just gotta find somebody that's willing to be entertained. If they're willing to give you the second word after you've already made it clear that you are aware of their situation and you know what it is that you're doing, it's like a automatic understanding about that. You push them and see how far they'll go. And you push people until they fall off the cliff, I guess, is the easiest way to put it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, man. I mean, but you got to be of a certain mindset to want to do stuff like that. I'm not there anymore.
Yeah, that's a lot of energy, man. That's a lot of energy, too.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I don't want to. I'm out of the bad karma game, too. Like, I'm just out of, I don't need bad karma. I have too many positive things I'm working on to have karma jump into, you know, my case. But, you know, hey, future better realize what he got into, dog. I mean, either way it goes, if that woman still is bequeathed to another man and you holler at her, bro, that's on you. You're going to have to deal with what comes down from that. Like, that's another risk, too. Don't act like you just out here above the law. You know what I'm saying?
Because
a cat will take that as disrespect. And if somebody takes it disrespect, you got to deal with what comes from it. So that's why a lot of the times, you know, depending on, don't care what you believe in, I believe in karma, so I try not to do things negative that I wouldn't want to have happen back to me or have something happen in that same area back to me in the same way. But, hey, if you're willing to do that, you got to be willing to roll the punches and come back on the other side. So I hope you're ready.
Because
even though that chick came and made that decision, it's going to come to her too. And all of that, man. But, like, you know, like, y'all, I just think about it like, hey, man, how do you explain that to your kids? Like,
yeah, and this is the internet age, though. So, like, when you get a, this is males or females, when you are messy like that and you're in a public eye, your kids going to know about this shit though now. This, or maybe, no, your kids may know about it, but they got to deal with the embarrassment. Mm-hmm. They may know, like, okay, if they may know, oh, well, dad's cheating on moms, and that's a personal thing they can, you know, deal with. But now we're going to school and catch them up. Future bang your moms, B.
Whoa.
You think somebody ain't said that already?
I know, but whoa.
Think about that. And as a mother, and as a, even Scottie Pippen, you can't, you... Scotty probably like, damn, why you taking to the bank with though? Scotty might even be on some pimp shit like that. Like, you know, you out there doing, but damn, why you out there all at the events with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's being messy.
And actually, if I was Scotty, I'd be more about the being messy part than the cheating part.
Yeah, like, here's my thing. It's like, if you cheat on
me... Like, you're almost trying to embarrass me.
Yeah, you cheat on me, you cheat on me. But here's the thing about it is, don't cheat on me and embarrass me.
Yeah,
like, that's the thing. Like,
you're taking pictures with him at a banquet. Like, yeah, you're trying to fuck with me.
Yeah, like when you do things like that, that makes me look at you and be like, all right, see, so I clearly understand now. You just don't give a fuck. So
yeah, okay, I banged a whole bunch of chicks inside, but I ain't taking them to no goddamn banquet. I'll take you to every banquet.
Here's the thing, I'll go by myself. Here's the thing she can got though is that unless Scotty really got his situation hooked up, he gonna have to have a hell of a lawyer because she can be like, child support, bro. And
he's got the cheating proof though, because she got pictures and stuff though with him.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the kicker, is that he got the. She can say, yeah, he was cheating. It's easy to say that Johnny come lately now that, yeah, we're 100% sure that Scotty was cheating. But you can't come Johnny come lately like bringing up, well, he cheated first and he got the proof though. He filed for the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks kind of shady on your side though, you know, legally. that you, like, oh, you know, he cheated on me, I'm scared of him. Like, come on, you didn't say all that and stuff before, though, when you was hanging with Future at the Las Vegas, you know, banquet for the stars. You know.
These yo's.
But at the same time, man, does Scotty have any kind of skin in this? Like, where is he at?
I think Scotty got to just take the L, man. Yeah. Like, either way it goes, you got to take the L. Your chick on Instagram flossing, you're Scotty Pippen. You can come back around and you can, you know what I'm saying, you can work it out.
You don't need that. Do you think, if I was him, I'd just stay low. Just don't even say nothing, just stay low.
Yeah, it don't matter. I mean, why even get into all of that? Why even get into that mix? Like, it don't matter for real. So.
They said he broke his cell phone in frustration at her when he found out on October 4th.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was scared of him.
Should be.
Yeah, you got a picture of Future Hendrix. That's
like, you out here wilding, you expect me just to be cool with it? Like, even if you do gotta take the L, even if you do gotta just, you know, move off and just let it ride, like, still, you still got the right to be fired up. I mean, I don't mean beat her up or anything like that, but you still got the right to be fired up. Absolutely.
Yeah, the old girl keeps saying that their relationship is casual. His wife says that they're friends.
Yeah, I bet it's casual, because Future saying chicken wings and fries when I'm going on dates. You accepting what's given to you.
And you buying lean.
So you left your husband for a casual situation? That's a dagger. You leave your husband for a casual situation
with Future Hendrix.
I think it's very important that it's Future. It's very important.
That's a key point in all
this. Yes. Oh, that's.
If it was Jalen Rose, it wouldn't be nowhere close to this scandalous.
No.
We could be like, okay, she just made a side move. Like, she just made a lateral move. I just went the lateral route and got with somebody else. Tracy McGrady.
Yes. No. Yeah. If you do that.
She went to another club. That's like going. She went to the same. She at least went to the same restaurant, ordered something different on the menu. She went all the way to Mother's Fish. In the future, you know what I'm saying? She left.
What if she would have got with like Jimmy Butler, who's like the modern day Scottie Pippen on the Bulls? Like, it would have been like even.
That's a good question. Would have been, which one would have been worse? Future. Still regardless.
I think in all situations, the future is going to be number one. Worse. Yeah, I think future. I think future.
Unless it's 50, what about 50? If it was 50.
Yeah, you expect that from 50, though.
You expect 50 to try to take your girl, though.
That's kind of who 50 is.
It's like, to take your girl kind of dude.
50 is like number one disrespectful dude in America next to Donald Trump.
He is. Because he's talking crazy about his ex right now. Yeah. Because she's getting off of child support.
Yeah, 50 is number one disrespectful dude in America. So it's kind of like, all right.
Yeah, I expect that.
Yeah, you mess with 50. That's just what you need to get. So I mean,
so Future's the worst. What about one of these like young cats, like a Kevin Gates or somebody?
No, he ain't got enough feet in the game yet.
You say he can't even be in this conversation because he ain't that.
I also wouldn't mess with Kevin Gates over Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, so you got to think about, okay, what about Birdman?
Chris Anderson or Brian Williams?
I'm talking about Brian Williams.
I mean, Birdman's with Tony Braxton, ain't he?
Yeah. It's a fucking that's a whole other thing, man.
Like, nobody has ever. Here's the thing, I'll tell you right now. I put my stock into a chick based on her past transgressions. I don't care. Call me what you will. You mess with Birdman? You're off the list. You're off the list forever. Just like Lauren London is fine, but she off the list.
She got unattractive to me from being with Lil Wayne. Like, and if you notice, her acting stock plummeted too. We weren't the only people that thought that same thing. It was some casting directors.
Your decisions can easily affect your attractiveness.
It's some casting directors. I was like, we was on cast. She was the lead in this movie. Is Ray Ray's girlfriend? But no,
your decisions can affect your attractiveness. That's all I say.
Cause yeah, she fell off from being with Wayne.
Yes.
Like, what has she been in?
Pro Bounce or whatever the ATL, whatever that movie.
But no,
is.
I'm talking about. But that was before.
That's the last thing
I
ever saw her in.
She was in the movie This Christmas.
Oh, I don't watch Christmas movies.
You never seen This Christmas? It's a pretty good movie.
Man. I don't like Christmas movies.
You know?
Like, no, I just don't like any of them.
Oh, this is a pretty good one.
The only seasonal movies I like are Halloween movies.
What?
Yeah, I know.
This Christmas is good, though.
It's fucked up, right?
Yeah, it's a good movie, though. But she was in that, too. But she fell off, man. But damn. So, what if it's Baby, though? Baby or Future?
What's worse?
Yeah, like,
I don't know. Baby's an uglier dude and he's older, but like, I don't know, if a chick leaves me for Baby, I'm gonna be upset. Like, What were you looking for? Like, were you trying to find that platinum football field? Like, I don't know.
I get Toni Braxton, though. She's been, what, filed for bankruptcy like 3 or 4 times.
Toni Braxton hella old. Like, she can do whatever she wants to. But like,
and she's filed for bankruptcy a lot, too. So
yeah, just give her some Brian, money to take care of your stupid ass. Yeah. So you don't keep making the same mistakes.
Does the same stuff still apply for ladies? I want ladies to email us. Does this apply for ladies? Like, this whole... Do they rate us on who they rate us on who we used to fuck with?
No. I don't know. Maybe they do. I don't know. Girls don't ask as many questions, I feel like, about what happened before then, though. In my experience, at least.
Yeah.
They don't be wanting to know. And I respect them for that. Because I don't be wanting to know, but I be kind of wanting to know.
Yeah, because, you don't want to ask certain questions. Because you don't want to answer.
No, I don't want to answer. No, I don't
Like when you were, and this is something I learned as a young Padawan, but not asking a girl, don't never ask a girl her number. How many dudes she's had sex with?
No, I don't want to know.
Yeah, that's the thing, you don't want to know.
I counted a girl's number down for her one day, and she made me stop because she realized that she was talking too much, and I was like, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, because she was like, stop. I'll count my own
stuff. Well, I mean, in general, I feel if a woman's 30, she's had at least 10 partners.
At least.
At the very minimum. I'm sorry, at the very minimum.
And she'll admit. She got 10 that she'll admit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's 10 at the minimum.
Yeah.
So when dudes can get off that shit, though, if you met a girl after 30, you can get off that shit thinking that she ain't fucked that many dudes.
You're an idiot if you think a girl hasn't done something else at that point. I don't know. I don't really get into the numbers game because I don't really care. I think the numbers game is really based on how much time you've been single. So, or how much time you've been ratchet. Like, so it don't really matter to me about what your numbers game is. But I mean, like, it really depends on me the tendencies and how you did it. So that's why, you need to look at this. The great advice I always got is if she leaves somebody else to mess with you,
That's the same thing. Now, what's the difference?
She would do it to you too. So that's the thing about it. Like, you don't do that. I ain't never left nobody else to mess with anybody else ever. So stealing people's girl kind of ain't the wave because you about to inherit some issues because she got some decision making problems.
Yeah. So we getting wrapping on up. Matt, pause. All right, Matt, let everybody know where they can hit you up at, my man.
Hey, man, holla at me. I'm on Twitter, Cheap Seat Fan. I'm working on getting my blue check right now. So,
is that coming down the pipeline for
you? It could. That's some of the stuff I'm writing for. Get my blue check right now, so we'll see how that goes. But
does the blue check help you really that much? Or is
it? I think it more or less can kind of give you a little bit of more credence in what you're saying.
And visibility. I'm assuming Twitter probably gives you more visibility too for the little ad. This person on the side,
maybe. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, my goal is to be the most ridiculous person they've ever given a blue check to. So, yeah.
Hopefully can they rescind them? You put blue check? Or is it one of those, can they rescind your blue check?
I don't know. Can you stop mattering? I don't know. You don't matter anymore. We got to take your blue check. I don't know how that would work exactly. That's funny. But no, I'm working on that. So, I'm on Twitter, so, holler at me. Hey, if I've said something, take me to task.
We probably said some crazy shit on here, though. I'm almost positive we did.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure our lady listeners are definitely going to be in our ass.
I don't think there's been a untruth, though.
Yeah, there's ladies are definitely going to be in our ass on this episode. Shout out to everybody, man. People still hitting us up about the wedding episode, man. People say you did a great job under
I haven't listened to it yet either.
Under drunken duress. Someone said a tweet said under drunken duress.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all about that show. So that show came together, I tried to start it three different times throughout the thing. So I tried to get it together a couple times, but I just couldn't quite get enough people together because it's a wedding and there's a lot going on. So eventually, after some things got out the way, I can't remember what happened, and I decided to get it started. Everybody just hit the thing at the same time. Well, we were recording 10 feet from the open bar, so people were coming by, kicking it.
That's a perfect place, though, because you can get everybody.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was perfect. I wouldn't change anything. There's 45 minutes of that show that y'all cannot hear.
That you did not hear.
It's out there. I'm aware of some of what happened on it. I heard that the 96 Eastern Conference All-Star team made it in. Which is great. That's great. I love it. I love the stuff like that made it in. But like people, it was great, man. People had an awesome time. I hope everybody enjoyed that show. But yes, I was certainly shooting the ball underneath double coverage in that game. It's cool.
So yeah, man, people have been listening, man. So appreciate everybody hitting us up on it. Email us straightolc@gmail.com. StraightOLC on Twitter as well. Hit us up, man. Give us some more, you know, more Hill dates. Have you been a Future? Or have you been a Scottie Pippen?
Or have you been a Larsa?
Yeah. Or you're a Russell Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Or have you been a Sierra being saved?
If you're a Sierra, you holler at me.
No, we're talking about being saved already.
Can't do that part, but if you are Sierra, holler at me.
What's so bad is Javon is in love with Sierra. He's like, I can't even be mad, though. Like, he was like, I can't even be mad when you got Russell. He's like, I can't even be mad. He's like, she had a good life situation. Like, you can't get mad at it, man. But we appreciate all the listeners and all the love, and we will see y'all next week. Peace.